Blog Talk Radio.
God, fill me up, God.
Praise God. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin on Blog Talk Radio Live, and I'm just thanking God for allowing me to come before you this morning. God is so good, and I'm telling you, the message this morning is going to bless you mightily. I'll tell you, because it truly blessed me. I'm thanking God for giving it to me, dropping it in my spirit. There are so many that I'm sure can share off of this and gain from this message. Amen, amen. And so when I come back, I'm going to go into the message. I don't want to go into it now. I'm thanking God. I'm telling you, I'm trying to move to a forward ahead of myself because I'm just so excited to be back before you this morning. But when I come back, I'm going to play 1 to 2 songs. And when I come back, I'm going to go into the message in its entirety this morning. And I tell you, how many times you know that you begin something, you begin to do something for the Lord. Oh, you might be able to do, you might begin to do something that you plan. You say, you know what, I'm going to go back to school. Or you say, I'm going to get my degree. Or I'm going to pursue that job. Or I'm going to, you know, get a house. Or I'm going to get a car. Or I'm going to get into the ministry. I'm going to try to do something more for the Lord. I'm going to try to be more diligent for the Lord. How many of us know what I'm talking about? You make these promises and then you don't fall through. You don't go through with them. Amen? Things come up and things come around in your path, and you begin to say, you know, well, maybe it's not that important that I go after that after all. Well, maybe God didn't mean for me to go that direction, or maybe God told someone else, maybe that's not really what he has for me to do. Y'all, any of y'all listening to what I'm saying, you know, is that you? Is that you? Amen, amen. So I want you to call, I want you to listen into this message because I'm telling you, and call in if you want to because we are taking callers, amen? But I'm telling you, it's important that you understand who God is, I'm telling you, and the greatness of God. And I think a lot of times when people begin to get an assignment from the Lord and they back off of it, it's because they lack the encouragement and they lack the faith to move forward diligently. Amen, amen. So anyway, I want you to listen in, listen to the message. Amen, amen, amen. And at the end of it, I'm going to allow people to call in or, you know, and let me know. You can call in on this number, 845-277-9206. That's 845-277-9206. I want to hear your opinion at the end of the message, amen, about what you thought. What are you struggling with that you need God to really change in your thought process so you would move forward and do what he asked you to do? Amen, amen. Because I'm telling you, you know, we hear about people talking about the different warfares that have came about and how we lost battle in a couple of them. And they don't understand, you know, a lot of times tell people, because it takes for us to continue to move forward. And a lot of times people will start something and sit back and say, oh, you know, when it gets rough for them or it gets too many things coming to them at one time, they just give up on it. So anyway, I don't want to get into the message right now. So let me just go on and play 2-3 songs for you, and I'm going to come back and go into the message in its entirety. And did I tell you, thank you for taking out your time to listen to this broadcast. I'm telling you, I'm really excited excited about being before you. Y'all pray for me with the scheduling. You know, one minute we said 8 o'clock on Saturday, then we're 8 o'clock on Sunday. Now we're 8:30, so work with us on this. Amen, amen. I tell you, we're going to get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much. We're going to play 2 to 3 songs.
God, my God. I know we tried to define you, attempt to describe you. It's hard to exemplify your work. Even I call you great, and there's nobody greater. Sometimes I just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security. And whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength. Your name alone is strong, for you are God.
I'm running and I am saved. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
See your way. I am.
Ooh, that's who worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. That is Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. I tell you, that's a powerful song. Powerful, powerful, power. Praise God. Praise God. We can't take God for granted. Amen. Amen. I want you to, if you're just tuning in, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming from you live on Blog Talk Radio, and God is good. Amen. Amen. So I want you to go with me real quick. I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to get this message to you this morning. Amen. If you can go with me, 2 Samuel chapter 11. Amen. 2 Samuel, amen, amen, chapter 11. I just want you to go with me this morning. I promise you. I promise you, amen, amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry, gave you the wrong one. Amen, amen. Go to Judges chapter 16, verse 1 through 6. Amen. I promise you, I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to get this message to you. Amen. Go to Judges Amen. Chapter 16, verse 1 through 6. Amen, amen. Amen. Are y'all there? Amen. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told to the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and two posts, and went away with them, and bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sarek, right, whose name was Delilah, you're right. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Amen. And Delilah said unto Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Now, many of you know the story of Samson and Delilah. I'm sure you've seen it as children. You've seen it when you was growing up. You probably heard it many, many times. But I always believe we can read the Word of God and always get something else from it. How many of us know what I'm talking about? You can go back and read the same message, and there's something else that you missed that the Holy Spirit will say, look, there's another learning message you can get out of that. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen, amen. That's why I tell people when they say, well, I read the full Bible, you need to read it again. Because there's, I'm telling you, the Lord is always speaking through this Word, and that is His Word. Word. I don't care what man says about, oh, it was written by man. You know, everything in the world was done by somebody, but God still is inspiration in many things. And so his word still speaks. It still speaks volumes, and it still has power. Amen, amen. So don't ever minimize that because of what your mind is saying, your flesh is saying. You have to go spiritual and understand what God is saying. Amen, amen. So I want to go to God real quick and just ask the Lord to use me in a mighty way when delivering this message, because there's someone listening that it is for you. Amen, amen. There's not a mistake that you're listening in. Father God, I come before you right now and ask you to decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit, God. Allow it to have its way. Allow me not to lean to my own understanding when delivering the message, Father, but allow the words that come forth, God, be your words, Father. Hallelujah, God. And God, I ask you to give each and every listener ears to hear this message and a heart to receive it, God. Allow it to multiply and be fruitful, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Amen, amen. And again, I want to thank you. I'm at Judges chapter 16, 1 through 6. You know, when we think about the whole thing with Delilah and the deception, you know, her getting with him, you know, it amazes me how many times throughout the Word of God when you read how they've offered money and people accept it and then they go after other people. Have you noticed that? Remember Jesus? Remember that's what, remember? Judas? Amen? Amen? Remember they gave him the coins and the same thing? Amen, amen. However, he didn't have to entice him. What he did, he set him up. Amen, amen. So anyway, I don't want to deviate from where I'm at. But, you know, when we think about God gives us something to do and we get off the beaten path and we give up so easy and we need to stay firm. And when we think about Samson, here it is a man that, you know, is captivated by this woman. Obviously, she had been very beautiful for them to use her in that capacity. And Samson was a man I'm known of, was a womanizer. If you read about the history of him, he was more of a womanizer. I guess he called himself a lover. Amen, amen. Because he was supposed to have had a wife at the time. Amen. Did you know that? Amen. And so he was enticed by this woman and she kept at it and coming at him, you know, to get him to give her the answer until finally one day he broke down. I want to go back, I encourage you to read the entire story. And he breaks down, amen, out of the spirit of lust, and he gives her over to what it is that strengthens him. So he gives her the weapon that keeps him going. Amen, amen. The power, the source that God has given him. Amen. And she tells them immediately what it is. Amen. He falls prey. You know, it's just a sad story to a degree because here it is. He gave up the very thing that God gave him out of lust. Amen, amen. Amen. So the whole dramatic and true story of how Samson was tempted to disobey God through the forbidden lust of the flesh is told in Judges 13 through 16. I want to encourage you to go back and read it. The battle strategy Satan was used to destroy God's plan for Samson's life. Amen, amen. is the same battle each of us must face every day. Amen. No one escapes the struggles to resist and surrender. The choice to move with God or with Satan is ours. I'm telling you, God doesn't tempt anyone. The Word of God tells you that. The battle of life is the difference between the purpose God has for you and the purpose the devil has for your life. Amen, amen, amen. I told someone when I was in the world, man, I was off the chain. I mean, I look back at it and sometimes I weep because I can't even believe that was me. Some of the stuff I did, I asked God, sometime I find myself, I look up and I say, Lord, I pray to God you forgot I did that. You know, just stuff that I did when I was in the world, stuff that I was not tied, I wasn't saved. I didn't receive the Holy Ghost, so I was just on a rampage of destruction and doing the mission. And even when I came into the Lord, and even when I received Christ, I still went to that false level. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That level where you claim you saved, and you're still holding on to the things you used to do. Come on, y'all can admit it. You know what I'm saying? Because God already knows it. The Bible said God searches the heart to do man good. God knows everything. He knows our thoughts. He knows it all. Amen, amen. Confession, I'm telling you, they say it's good for the soul, but repentance is good for living. I'm telling you, for living in the next life. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, it's an unrepentant sinner will not make it in. So if that's you, you need to repent. I'm trying to encourage you right now. Amen, amen, because God already knows what you're doing. Amen. So in Samson's life, we see both the strategy of Satan and God's plan of redemption through the victory of spiritual warfare. Even in Samson, a man anointed and used by God, separated unto God even before his birth, the battle of his life raged. No one escapes the battle of life. Amen? 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 Do y'all understand that? No one. We all going to always have some situation we're going through, but it's how you handle it. How can you address it? What do you do about it? Are you going to pace the floor at night, or are you going to take it to God? Amen, amen, amen. Put your finger there. I want to give you this. I'm trying to give you this message, amen, and it's a powerful one because there's someone listening. This message is for you. When we think about, you know, Hezekiah, amen, Hezekiah is a good example of a man that Isaiah, you can read Isaiah chapter 38, amen, and go 1-4, 1-5. You know, it tells us in those days, and I'm still staying there, so I want you to keep your finger over there in Judges 16, amen, because I'm trying to get this to you. There's someone, this message is for you. It tells us in those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, amen, how I have walked before you in truth with whole heart and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly, amen, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, now I have walked before you in the Lord with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. I'm saying it again because I want you to get to someone out there. You done gave up on God. You said, God can't do it. I just don't see it happening. The devil is a liar. The doctor may have said so, but God didn't say so, amen. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Understand. I have heard your prayer. I have heard your prayer. I have heard your prayer. Amen. I have seen your tears. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, go to Hezekiah. I'm saying it again. Ain't nothing wrong with nothing. I want you to get this. Thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I've heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Ezra, and I will descend this city. Amen. So not only is God giving him 15 years, God is defending him from his enemy. Why? Because he is faithful even in the last peak of life where it seems like things have gone crazy and wild. Amen. Where it seems like there's just no hope. When it seems like everything's gone south, he still looks to God and prays, and he still goes before the Father. Amen. 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 Because why? Because he knew, Hezekiah knew where his strength truly lied. He knew where the source of everything was. Amen. He knew who was in control of everything. Amen. 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 When we think about Hannah, amen, a woman of God who wanted a child, amen, who was tormented by her other sister because she couldn't have children. She was barren. But yet Hannah, you can read 1 Samuel, amen, 1 through 13, yet Hannah continued to pray before the Lord. The word of God said that Eli was watching her mouth, and as Hannah, for she was speaking in her heart, only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. But then Eli said to her, how long will you make yourself drunk? Put away wine from you. But Hannah wasn't drunk. Hannah was praying to the Lord. And you know what God did for her? He went on and gave her a song. Amen, amen. Read the message, amen. Read it. Read the text, amen. Get it. It says, as for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart, and only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Amen. I'm saying it again. Then Eli said to her, how long will you make yourself drunk? Put away wine away from you. But Hannah replied, no, my Lord, I am not a woman. I am not a woman oppressed in spirit. Amen. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul. Can you hear that this morning? She said, I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Amen. Have you poured out your soul before the Lord? Then Eli said to her, how long will you make yourself drunk? I'm saying again, because he assumed she was drunk. But she went back and said, I had poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant as a worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of great concern and provocation. Do you understand? Amen. 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 Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked him. And guess what? Hannah became pregnant. Did you know that? Did you know that? Amen. Amen. She said, let your maidservant in favor in your sight. So the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Amen. So I want to encourage you to know this morning, don't give up on God. That's what this message is about. Don't give up on God. And Samson, like we see both the strategy of Satan, again, I want to say, and God's plan for redemption through the victory of spiritual warfare. Even as Samson, a man anointed and used by God, separated unto God even before his birth, the battle raged on. The battle will rage on, amen, in our lives. Things will go up and down like a mountain. One minute it'll be peace, one minute it'll be battle. One minute it'll be peace, it'll be battle. But what are you going in the battlefield with? Are you going in the battlefield fully naked with nothing? Are you armed? Are you completely armed? Shabbat. Do you have your sword? Hallelujah. Are you have your helmet? Do you have those things? Are you walking in the battlefield talking about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it? Even David walked in with a weapon. He had a rock. Amen, amen. A simple rock that wasn't considered a weapon in the natural, but he used it for what it needed to be used for. Amen, amen. Amen. So you need to know, what are you doing? Just walking around complaining about your situation, or sitting back, just sitting and looking at TV and watching your situation blow up? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you getting before God like Hannah to the point that you're pouring out your soul? Are you stayed on the phone telling everybody about it and pouring out your soul to people? Because they can't do nothing for you to a degree. But God can do it all. Why? Because he has the fullness thereof. Everything in this world belongs to God. Amen, amen. Amen. It ain't just a song that we hear people sing, but God owns it all. Amen, amen. Samson was born at a time when Israel needed a deliverer. Amen. In fact, he was born that the very purpose that his birth being answered to the groanings of people who had been under the rule of the Philistines for 40 years. That's Judges 13:1. From the beginning, he was chosen, separated instrument of the Lord. Amen. Judges 13:4, 5. Amen, amen. Amen. As he grew and God blessed him, Samson began to be moved by the Holy Spirit of God and did mighty and superhuman exploits. Samson was a threat. Amen. Satan had to stop. Did you get it? I always tell people, Satan don't want what he got. Amen. You see people just moseying along, look like everything going well for them. You tell them about something, they say, oh, no, I ain't never been through that. I don't go through problems. I don't have any problems. You know, all they care about their material possessions. All they care about is the now. They don't care about anyone. They don't care about anything. They don't even think outside of themselves. We call them self-centered. Amen, amen. The Bible says they're selfish. Amen, amen. And I'm telling you, you don't want to ever be lined up where you don't have anything going on, because one of the signals that you belong to God is when the enemy tries to come in and get you. Amen, amen. You know you belong to God. Amen, amen, amen. Because he wouldn't want to take you out if you're not being productive for the Lord. Amen, amen. So Samson was a threat. Amen, amen. Satan had to stop. As we see in the scriptures, amen, Satan began to speak to Samson through his physical possessions, amen, passions. When he saw and desired a Philistine woman, remember, he wasn't really going after the Philistine woman. Satan's purpose was to destroy Samson's testimony and effectiveness to God, to destroy all the plans that God had for him. Remember, the Philistines were the enemies. They were the oppressor. Here he is out there chasing after one of their women. Amen, 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 amen. So in spite of God's warning, Samson's sinful appetite, amen, sound familiar, sound like David, amen, took over. And his rebellious nature caused him to turn his back on God and go the way of fleshly desires, amen. This is what the battle of life is about, between the law of God and the law of man's sinful nature, which rises up and says, I will. Is that you this morning, amen? Sex was Samson's weakness. Satan never attacks where we are strong. Remember that. Amen. He comes after your weakness. Amen. Amen. Whatever you were delivered from. Amen. You may have been delivered from nicotine, and someone comes around you and they smell like cigarettes, and all of a sudden your taste buds go, woo, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should just do one. And next thing you're doing one, and you're doing two, and you're doing three, and you're back hooked. Amen. And it's the same thing with drugs, any form of drugs. Amen. It's the same thing with alcohol. Amen. It's the same thing with pornography. Amen. You say, I'm just going to look once, and all of a sudden you're hooked. And next thing you know, you're paying for service to see what's happening. Amen. The next thing you know, you're caught up in it. Amen. And you're walking around broken, trying to figure out how to get back to God. Because the Bible says that when you're cleaned and varnished up with them demonic spirits, those spirits are looking to come back. And they said when they enter in, that man's state is worse than he was before. Do you understand what I'm saying? It said it's harder for them to come back. That means once you're saved and you're delivered and you're set free and you sit there and play back and forth with demonic spirits, the next thing you know, you're sitting up look worse than you were before. You understand what I'm saying? Amen? Amen. So sex was Samson's weakness. Satan never attacks, again, where we are strong. He always moves in where he has a better chance and those established, proven areas of weakness in our lives. Amen? Amen? Amen, amen. Satan saw Samson's weakness when he went to Gaza and took a harlot, Judges 16:1. It was easy then to cause Samson to lust after a woman, Delilah. Amen. Samson began to commit adultery with Delilah until she had him under her thumb. You understand? Amen. The Philistines seized this vulnerable situation. First of all, they had the people that of Samson's people thinking he had lost his mind. Because remember, they're attacking. Now this thing is attacking him with them even believe that who he is. Amen, amen. Because he's left the true love. Amen. He's left his people and followed after one of his enemy's people. Amen, amen. So Samson began to commit adultery with Delilah until she had him under her thumb. I'm just going back to that because I need you to understand how bad this was. Amen. Here's someone that his people had been hoping, looking forward to him growing up and getting him out of this, and all of a sudden he falls prey to one of the enemy's own. Amen, amen. So the Philistines, again, seized this vulnerable situation. I'm closing. I'm not going to be for you long. And came to Delilah with a plan. And they knew that she could get Samson to reveal the secret of his spiritual strength. And with the knowledge, they could then defeat him. And the plan worked. Amen. Samson was in bondage to his sin. Amen. And in bondage to his enemies and chained and rendered blind spiritually as well as physically. Amen. You can read it. I want to encourage you to go ahead and read it. Amen. And let the Lord minister to you about it. Amen. And as the Bible tells us, to whom you yield yourselves servant to obey, His servants ye are to whom you obey. That's Romans 6:16. And if you play with sin, you will break the spiritual law of God. You become the servant and the slave to sin. This is what happened to Samson. Amen, amen. So God had a purpose, amen, for his life. I want to stop this for 1 second. I want to deviate about something else. Recently I was invited. Someone said, I'm having a party. And I was like, wow. And they said they were having this party. They were having people over. And I thought, okay, this got to be great, right? And but the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, but you can't go. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I can't go. And it's a relative. I really want to go. No, it's not a wedding. It's a party. And but yet they were in service to the church. They're both in positions in the church. But they were having a party, and then the person turned to me and said, well, you know, we're going to have alcohol, and we're going to have music like they used to have, and we're going to, so pretty much they were having a secular party, secular everything. And I was like, wow, the Lord, the Holy Spirit convicted me, because at first I said, yeah, you know, I'll go because it was a family member. But the Holy Spirit convicted me because the Bible said, what has old wine got to do with new wine? When we become a new creature in Christ, the things that we used to do are put away. We're no longer committed to those things. Do you understand? And you may say there's nothing wrong with that, but remember, there are demonic spirits that are connected to the way you used to be that are sitting there waiting. So when you go there and you sit there and you say, oh, it's okay if I take a drink. I know a young woman that she met her first husband. She met her second husband like that. She got married again. And she met a guy, and she met him at a party like that, family party. And she was in the church real heavy after her and her husband had separated. And she was waiting for her husband to come back, and she ended up lost. She ended up getting with a guy, and she thought he was in the Lord. He wasn't. Turned around, and she now married to a third guy. Now she married to a fourth guy. You get myself. And now all of a sudden, she don't go to church at all. She don't believe God. She don't believe this. And this is a woman that was truly into the Lord, truly, truly into the Lord. I'm telling you, don't be playing with the demonic spirits out there. You up here talking about, I can go do what I want to do and still come back into the Lord's presence. The devil is a liar. I'm telling you, eventually you'll get caught up. Amen, amen, amen. You either get caught up back into drinking, or you'll get caught up back into doing things that's not right. I'm telling you, them demonic spirit will latch on. The next thing you know, you'll be trying to figure out, why do I have a craving to do that? Why am I thinking like this? What? Why am I having a desire suddenly? Because you've got yourself set up in an environment that you have been brought out of. Amen, amen, amen. For a price by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but this message is for someone listening. God has a purpose for his life, and God has a purpose for your life. Amen? Amen. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there is a purpose in our life. Amen? There's something that we're supposed to be doing for the Lord. Amen? Amen? And when you're sitting there playing Russian roulette with your past, you're tempting yourself. You're not. God's not tempting you. You're tempting yourself playing with Satan. Amen? God had a purpose for him. God had a purpose that Samuel would cross and do what he was supposed to do. But instead, he sat there and crossed the paths of Satan, and he fell prunder. Amen? He was no longer the anointed judge and leader. Instead, he groveled at the feet of sin. Amen? He fell weak to sin. Amen? The power of God departed from him. Did you know that? Amen, amen? I was reading lately about, and I'm going to do a message. This is a powerful message. I've been researching on it. And there's a church that God labeled Iba. And when he did that, he was saying the church no longer had power. Why? Because the man of God that ran the church never did what the Bible said. He did his own thing in the church. And what happened, God put a sign across the church and called it Iba. And guess what? He ended up with no power in the church. And the people fell away. The church went under. And I'm telling you, I'm doing a message on that because this is a powerful thing, and it's a timely message because we have so many people running churches on their own and don't understand that God is the power source for a church. Amen. That is the greatest power source that you could have. Amen, amen, amen. So anyway, back to Samuel. He was helpless without God's power and favor upon his life. Amen, amen. Joseph of old told his enemies, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it good unto good to bring to pass, and it is in this day to save much people alive. God had a plan to use Samson for the good, no matter how impossible the circumstances. Amen. Samson finally yielded to God, and that yielding released God's power to work on his behalf. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee. Strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God. Amen. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself all midnight. Amen, amen. And the the all might. Amen. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. Amen. So the dead which he slew at death were more than they which had slew in life. Amen. That he had slew in life. And sin may bind and blind, but God is able to give victory, peace, and joy in your soul. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's 1 John 3:8. No matter how far you have strayed, I don't know who this is for, no matter how far you have went and walked away from the Lord, no matter how dark the sin, God can, through the blood of Jesus Christ, has placed within you, amen, his power to lead you in the battle of life and to bring you out of that despair and out of that defeat. Amen, amen, until you have complete victory. Amen, amen. What Satan has done to you, God can undo. Amen. So all you have to do is look up to the Father and right now, wherever you are, and tell the Father, I repent for lying, and I repent for whatever demonic stronghold is attacking you, that God will deliver you. Know this, he can deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus will bring you out. Amen. Amen. So I want to thank you for allowing me to come before you this morning. But this message is all about you not giving up. Amen. Whether you know it or not, it's all about you in the midst of a storm and in the midst of the trials and tribulations to come. The Word of God says to make us stronger. Don't give up. Amen. When we give up, it means that we've abandoned our belief, or we may have abandoned our situations that we know God is working it out, but he just ain't doing it quick enough for us. The devil is a liar. Amen, amen. It may be a wayward child that you've been praying for, and it just seems like God's not doing it, but God is doing it. God don't need your help. He just needs your prayer. He needs your faith. He needs for you to believe and continue to believe. Amen. Not to speak the negative, but speak life. Amen. Over that situation. Amen. 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 I want to encourage you. I don't care what it looks like. Continue to believe God. Continue to stand firm. And even though it may look like God still, for those of you that have walked away from the Lord and had given up and looks like you're in bondage and now you're there, God can bring you out. Amen, amen, amen. Again, God can bring you out. Jesus' blood was shed for your redemption. Amen, amen. So I'm trying to encourage you right now to look up and tell the Lord, I repent for my sin, and express that. Amen. Do like Hannah. Pour your soul out to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Pour your soul out to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it all to God and watch what he will do. Amen. I'm telling you, you're going to come out victorious. Amen. Amen. You're going to come out victorious. Even though the Philistines' mission was to take Samson out, Samson still fulfilled what God wanted him to do. Amen. 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 He still fulfilled the purpose that he was born for. Amen. 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 So I want to encourage you to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody take you off the beaten path. Continue to do his will. Amen. So I'm going to play one song and close completely out. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you allowing me to come before you this morning.
Every mistake, every struggle you feel like you can't let go of, I come to declare today that the curse is broken.
The enemy is trying to make me believe that my past is who I am, that the mistakes I made from yesterday is all that I would ever be.
I gotta be honest, it hurt me when they said,
told me I would be nothing. Nobody in my family ever was. They said, you're just like your mama, just like your daddy, never amounted to anything.
But I'm glad I don't have to accept it.
But that's not me.
That's not me.
That's not who I am. God gave me a promise.
And on that promise,
I'm more than a conqueror.
That's what he told me.
That's what he told me.
declare over my own life that
that's not me.
That's not me.
Wherever you are, I'm telling you, there's no sin too big for God to forgive you. Amen? Amen. So many times we let everything weigh us down in life and we think, okay, even the disappointments, mistakes that we even made. But God said, I can forgive you. Amen? Amen? So give it to God. Amen? Repent. Amen. I'm telling you, just repent. Amen? Amen. So I'm thanking and praising God for each and every one of you. Allow me to come before you. I want to encourage you again to stay in the race. Amen? Don't throw in the towel. Continue to move forward in the Lord. Continue to stand on the word of God. Don't deviate. Don't sit back and say, well, you know, it can't mean that, or maybe things have changed because of legalism. The Lord said, I'm telling you, you need to stand firm in the word of God. Amen? Amen? Stand firm in the word of God. Believe God. Amen, amen. So I thank you again. I have some announcements. The only announcements we have this morning, the Push Conference Revival is completely booked out. Amen, amen. And I thank and praise God for that. It's just awesome. God is so good. So, however, we do have three more revivals coming up in the month, in 2016. Y'all forgive me, amen. And one will be April 30th, and we will give out those venues and the information about where the locations will be after the September revival. Hopefully, yeah, before or after the September revival. Amen. The speakers will be announced after the September revival. So, but I want to let you know I'm really excited because we're doing four next year. So I'm really like, oh, my God, you know, we're finally doing it. And I tell you, I thank and praise God. God knows what we need, when we need it. Amen, amen. So we've just totally elevated, you know, to a whole new level. And nobody but God. Amen, amen. And so what is happening now is that we'll be having four revivals a year. We're also working on planning a youth facility. So y'all lift us up in prayer with that. It's called the Mars Hill Directional Center, and it's going to be really unique. It's not like your normal normal facility for at-risk youth, but this will be something that will help and aid them as they transition into life. We find so many times young people leave high school or in high school being bullied or leave incarceration for crimes that are not where they murdered someone, but crimes where it just things happen in life. You know, things happen, and they come out, they don't know their way, and so to divert from them going back to a life of crime, we're going to be there. We're trying to be there for them, so to take them in and show them how they can be successful in society. And so I just wanted to give you that. That's just a little nugget about it. But it's huge. It's a lot bigger than that. It's called the Mars Hill Directional Center, and it's truly huge. But we're looking for donations in that. So if you want to donate to that, please send an email to info@themarshilldirectionalcenter.org. That's themarshilldirectionalcenter.org. So if you want to donate to that, you know, send an email to at the Mars Hill Directional Center.org. And as always, Push Global Ministry needs donations because we are involved in a lot of giving and charities and traveling, and all this costs money, as you know, even staying on Blog Talk Radio. So your donations are totally needed, and they are used correctly. I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about us running off to Hawaii somewhere with it. Amen? Amen. So if you don't mind donating, please go to pushglobalministries.org, and you'll see a tab there say donations. Please donate there, or you're welcome to send your donations to the Push Global Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 3652, Silver Spring, Maryland, zip code 20918. Again, that's P.O. Box 3652. And that is Silver Spring, Maryland, zip code 20918. Again, all donations, amen, is tax deductible, and you will receive a receipt from we have a CPA firm that does all our finances now. And so you will receive a receipt from them, you know, validating whatever you donate. But we appreciate it. And I'm telling you, we're going global, and we're going global fast. I see it happening. It's amazing. The revival, like I said, in September is totally, completely booked out. So we had to get space for more people. And next year, the plan is to be in we're trying to be in Baltimore, and we're trying to be in Florida, and so we've got some other spots, and then we'll be back here again. So we've decided to keep it in the metropolitan area at least twice a year. So it's been a blessing, and God is moving, and it's just touching our hearts how we're growing. And so that's why I'm telling you, be faithful, be diligent. Don't let someone sidetrack you or hoodwink you and make you feel like whatever you're doing is not important, because the devil is a liar. If God gave it to you, it's important. Amen, amen, amen. And don't frown on small beginnings. It could be one, two, three, four people sitting there, but God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan. Amen, amen. Tell somebody God has a plan. When somebody come to you with that negative stuff about what you're doing that for, why you still focused on that, you tell them God has a plan. Amen, amen. If God gave it to you, continue with it. Amen. And remember, trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. Amen, amen, amen. Remember that. We have the victory in every situation. Amen. So don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Amen, amen, amen. And stand strong on the word of God. Amen, amen. Don't let somebody come up and tell you, you know, when we, and I'm going to close out, but I just want to say to you, because if someone listening, this is for you. When we think about Daniel, when they made that decree, remember, legalism in place. They made a decree and they said, okay, you can't pray three times a day. You're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to do this. And Daniel persisted to pray three times a day. Now, he knew the outcome, that he could end up in jail, but, you know, and so their plan was was to have him thrown in the lion's den, which was done. Amen. But Daniel knew God had his back in the situation. Why? Because he stood on the word of God. No, you may say, well, he was supposed to do what the law said. No. Not when it says what the word of God. If it does not apply to the word of God, then you're supposed to do what God says. Amen, amen. You understand? Because God is greater than anything in this world. Amen, amen. When you leave this body and you transition to the next, when you be before the Lord, you need to understand that judgment, Revelation, amen, remember that? Chapter 20, verse 14, amen, 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 amen. That the only person going to be there for you is the Lord. Amen. No one's going to be there as an advocate saying, well, you know, I was with her all through life or with him all through life, and I can contest of their character. I can contest of the thing. No, God already knows what you're doing. Amen. So you need to stand firm on who you are. Amen. You need to believe God. Amen. David didn't believe about the Philistine. He turned around. He got up. He killed the Goliath. Amen. Amen. Remember that? Goliath was talking trash, but he still knew who the bigness of his God was. Amen. Amen. He could have said, I'm not going there with that guy. If they're scared, I'm scared too. But he didn't go with the crowd. And you have to think as a child of God individually. Amen, amen. Yeah, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. But when it comes to our faith, you cannot ploy on what other people are believing and go run after their belief. Amen. You need to stand firm. What did the word of God say? What did God tell you? Amen, amen, amen. Who am I talking to? Amen, amen. It's for somebody that's listening. Amen. So, again, I want to encourage you to move forward in the Lord and believe God. Amen. So this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you on Blog Talk Radio. I love you. I love you. I love you. And know this, God loves you more. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Just know that Jesus